response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Monday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Progress is being made on two large wildfires in northern Minnesota. Chanhassen Dinner Theater has halted operations following a virus outbreak and a cyber attack. And the 2026 Minnesota legislative session is in the books. But first, an ICE agent is now charged following a non-fatal Minneapolis shooting earlier this year.
53-year-old Christian Castro faces four felony counts of second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon and one count of falsely reporting a crime stemming from the January 14th incident where Julio Sosa Solis, a Venezuelan national, was shot and injured. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says the feds have not cooperated or provided any evidence. In fact, some of the most compelling evidence came from Minneapolis police.
There was a camera there on that corner, and they were able to turn the camera to capture what happened in the front yard. I think it was extremely important. Anytime that you have video which contradicts what an ICE agent or, frankly, anybody says, that's very compelling evidence.
Homeland Security charged Sosa Solis and two others for allegedly assaulting the ICE agents prior to the shooting, but those charges were ultimately dropped. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Some progress is being made on two large wildfires in northern Minnesota. Leanne Langberg with the Minnesota Interagency Fire Center says the Stewart Trail fire has burned about 360 acres and the containment is at about 62%.
Highway 61 does still remain closed, and they're working with local residents that have been directly impacted on a plan to get them back into their homes.
She says the weather is not helping.
The rain that was expected didn't produce as much as they were hoping for. So they'll be working with those kind of drier conditions, but humidities remain higher today, and they'll work with that improved humidity.
She says crews continue working the Flanders wildfire today, focusing on hotspots and reinforcing containment lines. Governor Walz visiting there today to get a look at the damage and efforts to put out the fire. He called a peacetime emergency to free up more resources. Big news about a potential big boost for the Twin Cities.
ESPN reporting the NFL draft will be held in Minneapolis in 2028. The network's Adam Schefter reporting the NFL's fan engagement and major events committees have been working with the city and the Vikings on plans, and that an official announcement is expected at this week's league meeting. Leaders with Minnesota Sports and Events say they have not been told Minneapolis has been chosen and that a decision is coming tomorrow. Minnesota has never hosted the draft before. Typically, the three-day production attracts hundreds of thousands of fans from all over the country, generating a major economic boost for the host city's hospitality industry. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The 2026 Minnesota legislative session is in the books, with each party taking credit for a number of key items, including the creation of the Office of Inspector General to address fraud. Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith.
That was our House File 1. That was something that we came into 2025 wanting to do, to make sure there was an independent office that would finally help root out and stop the fraud in Minnesota.
DFL House Leader Representative Zach Stevenson on the failure to pass a ban on assault weapons and high magazines.
House DFLers will take that message on the campaign trail this summer and fall. We will win a majority, and we will pass those bills into law in 2027. We will never stop doing the work of the people of Minnesota, and we're absolutely committed to that.
Chanhassen Dinner Theater is expected to announce soon when they plan to resume operations following a combo norovirus outbreak and computer cyber attack that forced the cancellation of several performances over the weekend. Officials say several Guys and Dolls cast members, as well as some audience members, started getting sick during last Thursday night's performance. The cyber attack has been affecting CDT's food and beverage computers, and officials say they're still working to set up a remote system. Minnesota Wild management and coaches holding their season-ending press conference after the team was knocked out of the playoffs in Game 5 of the Western Conference second round against the Avalanche in Denver last week. It's the first time in 11 years the Wild made it past the first round. GM Bill Guerin.
This one... For me personally, and I know in talking to John and talking to some of the players, this is the worst one. This one hurts the most because I think there was the reality real reality of doing something special.
He spent several minutes thanking Wild fans, who he says are second to none in the NHL and played a big role in keeping the players motivated and energized. Finally, a concert announcement this morning from Grand Casino Arena. Smashing Pumpkins will bring their Rats in a Cage tour to downtown St. Paul on Tuesday, October 13th. The show will feature the band playing two distinct sets, one celebrating the seminal 1995 diamond-certified Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness's recent 30th anniversary, and one a career-spanning journey through nearly four decades worth of hits and fan favorites. Pre-sale tickets are available tomorrow, with general sales beginning Thursday. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.